The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we are the Bay's number one hit music station. Very eventful weekend.
So much going on.
The JV Show back on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right, first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. Happy Monday. Should really be a holiday after the Super Bowl, which was the most boring thing in the world, which means that people were just hanging around and eating and drinking more. So that sucks. Hey, Grammy Pie, I cannot find that picture of you with your big guns that Mama Albert was dying over when you were gardening. Maybe you can email it to me. Okay, bye.
Ew.
He's back.
I wish everyone would forget about that picture. I'm still trying to, and then people keep bringing it up.
Well, you were the one that zoomed in and brought it all up. Anyways, that was in our photos from home. If you go to JV Morning Show on Instagram, we post that every Monday, some pictures of each of us from the weekend. So if you go back to our post from this past, from last week on Monday, and scroll over there, you can see the picture.
How do you feel about the nickname Grammy Pie? I think it's cute.
Grammy Pie seems like something, you know, maybe Nana would say to me or something. My grandma.
Okay, so it's giving grandma vibes.
It's not giving, like, send me over a DM of a picture of your exploding biceps vibes.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no,
will
I can
you
see
be
that.
Sending over the DM?
I already did. DM'd it straight to her. No, I'm just kidding.
Second talk back of the day.
Sure.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. I know you guys are getting flooded with talkbacks, but I just had to ask. Did you guys watch the Super Bowl? And if so, am I the only one who thought it was very boring this year, except for the halftime show? The halftime show was, it was marvelous.
Okay. The Super Bowl was on yesterday? What? Did you guys watch? What? Did you guys know about this?
I watched the Bad Bunny concert.
On a scale of boring, what would you rate it?
From a football standpoint, you guys, holy boring, awful.
Guess what? You suck.
That game was trash. It was terrible. And look, Seahawks fans are like, what are you talking about? It's the best game ever.
Yeah.
That game didn't have a touchdown until the fourth quarter. It was a series of field goals and or just punts from both teams. The offenses stalled out. We had Sam Darnold on one side. He was committed to not making a mistake and losing the game for Seattle and just letting the defense win it for him. And that was a smart strategy. And that's what he did. But that equated to very boring, unwatchable football. And then he had Drake May. He's a cute kid. Is he 12 years old? The moment was too big for him and they were overmatched. Seattle's defense was way too good and he just looked lost out there. And so you're just like, these are the two I understand why Seattle in the Super Bowl and their defense is incredible, but like, this is the product that we're putting out there on the field for the Super Bowl. I mean, the halftime show was the best part of the Super Bowl.
It was. Like,
and it's not even close. And I usually don't say that because halftime shows in my mind are just an incredible amount of buildup and they're always a letdown because they're just so overhyped. We get so excited and you're like, dude, it's a 14 minute concert on TV. How good could it be? You know, like we overhype the halftime shows always and I rip on them every year. But that was the best part of the entire thing because the game was trash.
Right.
And the only thing I could sit there and think about, and I was texting my brother during the game, I was like, the Niners, the times the Niners have made it to the Super Bowl, we get to face Patrick Mahomes and the dynasty that is the Chiefs. That's who we get to face. And the Seahawks make it to the Super Bowl and they get to face
and it's just a breeze.
A borderline flag football team.
For them.
Like what in the, like imagine if the Niners in any of our Super Bowls got to play that Patriots team. Holy hell, we would have steamrolled them beyond belief. And instead we've got Patrick Mahomes twice the last two times. Like, are you kidding me?
I know.
What luck for Seattle. Seattle, God, that's the luckiest. I'm bitter.
So 8:05 this morning, we'll talk more about the game, the commercials, the halftime show. We also made predictions on Friday, so we'll go back to that and see how we did.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, San Francisco Unified School District. School is canceled because the teachers have gone on strike.
Strike is on.
For the first time in 47 years. They want what all teachers deserve, better pay and benefits. The district and the union will be negotiating later today, so hopefully the strike won't last too long, but we'll see.
Yeah, it sounded like they made a little bit of progress over the weekend, but not enough, and it is a walkout. All right, Seattle Seahawks totally pounded the New England Patriots yesterday in the Super Bowl 29-13. Seattle's defense played elite. Drake May and the Patriots look completely lost. They didn't score their first points of the game until the fourth quarter. There really wasn't much offense in the game at all, as Seattle didn't score a touchdown until the fourth quarter either. The win marks Seattle's second Super Bowl title in franchise history. After the game, Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak confirmed that he is going to be the next coach of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Cooler and cloudier weather is in store for us this week with a few wet days as well. Today should remain in the low 60s, but I am seeing the rain return tomorrow, and then it's going to get heavier.
No.
It's going to get heavier for Wednesday, so prepare yourself.
That's what I read. I heard it's going to be a good soak. Hey, Pisces besties!
Hey!
Today's going to be a 4.
What?
Someone close is feeling threatened by your success. Their insecurity is not your problem, though. Your workplace rival is about to make a move. Anticipate it and stay 3 steps ahead. All that grinding is about to pay off. The promotion conversation might not happen today, but it is coming.
So,
a little bit of good news, but
is a 4 the lowest score we've ever gotten?
It is.
But it sounded kind of good. I like a promotion.
Well, yeah, but that's like down the road. Today's going to suck. Yeah,
and am I going to get it?
Who's your workplace rival?
I don't know. Should I be worried about one of you two?
No.
Are you going to stop my promotion from happening?
Probably.
Dang it!
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So what kind of tacos? I can't think of a disgusting kind.
You guys, this is being
take
dubbed.
Take that back.
This is being, well, yeah, careful. This is being dubbed the Florida Man Taco. Now, we know there's been a recent cold spell that swept the majority of the country. Not here. It's been glorious here. But the rest of the country has been just in really cold temperatures. And the one thing we've talked about before on the show is when temperatures get really cold in places like Florida, where there are iguanas just roaming around, they freeze up and turn into little iguana popsicles and then just fall right out of the trees.
Wait, I saw videos of people just like picking them up.
Yeah, they go into a state of
weird.
Of almost like
hibernation
kind of. Yeah, it's like body shock almost. They can't function because they're just trying to survive. And the temperature doesn't have to drop. They drop like they're frozen, like it's actually freezing out. It doesn't even have to get that cold for them to just be falling out of trees because they're cold-blooded. Well, one guy, he posted online. He's like, they are known as chicken of the trees. I don't know if that's a real thing or not. And he made a step-by-step video of how you prepare an iguana taco. Now, initially I heard this, I was like, you know, maybe that's something you would try. Until I heard this part of it. When he opened the iguana up, the iguana was with eggs on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
20 of them, to be exact. And he detailed not only how to prepare the iguana meat that he was putting into the taco, but also whipping up those eggs into the avocado to make sort of a...
like a sauce?
Ew, this
kind
is
of a
so...
guacamole, but not, yeah, more of a sauce that he then
you'd be surprised,
poured over the tacos.
I know
what do you mean you'd be surprised?
No, wait,
you're surprised
because...
what about how I'm about to barf?
No, because people do eat the... I'm pretty sure growing up I tried iguana eggs because it's a thing
in
Mexico.
Can I ask a question about the eggs? I don't know how iguanas...
They're tiny.
Their whole reproductive things work.
I'll draw you a diagram.
I mean, do they, like, these eggs, they weren't, there wasn't like a baby, like, inside. They're, like, unfertilized?
No, I mean, it's like an egg.
It's like an egg.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Not like egg, then an iguana hatches.
And then there's another little baby iguana
people
in there.
People love
and
the iguana eggs,
that
though.
One up in there.
Who?
I just...
No, I'm it's a delicacy.
I'm sure it's like, it is, you know, like, what's the difference? We eat a chicken egg, you know, and we eat some other animals' eggs. It's the same
sort
of thing.
So you've had it, Jess?
I'm pretty sure I have. Like, growing up... I don't know if I could do it now just because of the thought of it, but I've had them growing up. Yes. Just like I've had, what's it called? Crickets? Crickets are a delicacy in Mexico as well. Again, now if I think about it and I see them, I'm like, I can't get myself to
eat them. I've eaten the crickets
but growing
before.
Up, I've had both.
I think I could try an iguana taco. The iguana egg part whipped over there, that's where,
really?
Like, you start to lose me a little bit.
I think I'm the opposite.
Wow, I can't even do the iguana taco.
I'm not saying I'm walking into the place and, like, that's the thing I'm ordering off the menu, but if a chef had made one for me, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll try it.
I'm actually the opposite. I feel like the eggs, I mean, you get eggs, like you said, from chickens and from other, you know, like, you're more likely to be like, this is more, normal.
I also didn't cut it out of the belly of the chicken. There's something about, like, finding it on the inside. I don't know. Like, the chicken eggs in the coop is just laying there in some hay. I'm like, oh, what's this thing? When they're, like, spilling out of the guts of the iguana.
But I'd rather have the eggs than the skin.
You guys know I'm out on all of.
So you would not try
everything, all of the above.
An iguana taco. Jess, would you try the iguana taco?
No, just the eggs. Because I don't want to try the skin of it.
You don't think they take the skin off?
Or like the meat of it?
Okay. The skin or the meat or any part of it. I don't want to try eating the iguana.
I would do the eggs. I would do the eggs.
Okay, interesting.
But this is like a regular thing in Florida?
I don't think it's that regular of a thing, but because the green iguanas or whatever are an invasive species, I think it's encouraged that the population
that they're hunted down and ate. This
the population is slimmed out from time to time. Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
All right. Don't forget, 6:40, we have your tickets for Steve Aoki when he comes to the Bay. Next, can I talk about something from my daughter's school? Like, there's something that one of her teachers did, and I don't know if I should report this person or just, like, uh-oh, stay out of it entirely. So that's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sadie from Water Creek. Oh, I tried. I have no voice. No regrets. Okay, so this probably won't get played because you guys pre-record the show smart. But look, Bad Bunny halftime show, I really enjoyed it. Beautiful music, beautiful show, beautiful people. And one of my favorite commercials was the Dunkin' Donut commercial with all the TV dads, and Ben Affleck was hilarious. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, I didn't see that one. I missed so many of the commercials.
Me too. And the ones I saw, not impressed.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a whole, I'm curious to, and leave us talkbacks this morning. We are in live, said. We are here discussing all the things from the Super Bowl. Leave us a talkbacks. Let us know what your favorite commercial was or the favorite moment from the halftime show or what you thought about any of it. We'd love to hear everybody's opinion, obviously, and the talkback mic always open on the iHeartRadio app. I thought as a whole, I'm with you guys. I watched most of the, I sat and kind of watched, you know, everything, the halftime show and all the commercials in the game.
Yeah.
The game was trash. Commercials, very underwhelming in my mind. There were, I like the one that he's talking about, the Goodwill Dunkin', a commercial that had a lot of like great cameos in it. I mean,
see, I didn't see that one. Now I want to watch it. The only one that I remember and it stood out to me was the prostate cancer one with the tight ends.
Relax your tight end.
Unclenching. Yeah. Because I was like, what the hell is this?
That commercial was great. It had so many big name tight ends from the NFL past and present in it. And then the unclenching of the butt cheeks in it. That was great. The message there, also a good one. I like the liquid IV one. Take a look at your pee. That one caught me off guard. It was kind of funny. It was just like,
it was about
rehydration. And if it's a little too yellow, you need to be rehydrating. My wife cried during the Lay's potato chip commercial, as well as the Redfin Rocket Mortgage, I think was the other one.
Really?
And they were like almost back to back, I think. I think they were in the same commercial set, and she was teared up for both of those. The Lay's potato chip one was kind of a...
God, I need to go back and watch
it. It didn't fog me up in the eyes, but it did. I look back at her and she had tears coming out. I'm like, it's a potato chip commercial.
It was also really hard because people were talking all around me, so I was like, I can't even hear what they're saying.
I couldn't pay attention to anything.
Well, that's what we talked about that last week on Wednesday. Cool or not? Do you shush? is shushing people so you can hear the commercials cool or not? And
I think we said not cool.
Not cool, and then you didn't hear any of them.
I know. Dang it. That's not cool either.
Did you guys see the AI one?
I remember every commercial being for AI.
I was kind of confused, but it almost made me feel kind of like, oh, what is this? It said, like, secure your domain, AI.com/, and then your name, I guess. But I was like, oh, my God.
Do I need to do that?
I don't know. There was a bunch. Like there were several AI-related, you know,
there are so
companies
many
advertising and new AI platforms I'd never even heard of. But I guess that's your moment in the Super Bowl. Like, you want to get as many eyes on your new companies you can.
Really quick, I'm wondering if I should get involved and say something to my daughter's school about one of the teachers. So for the longest, my daughter, who I'm not allowed to talk about on the show, but she's not listening right now, so please do not tell her that I'm talking about her. But she has been talking about this certain teacher, and I'm not going to say this person's name, about how the teacher is so mean to the students. Like, she like hates kids. Which is weird. You're a teacher.
Right. Wrong profession.
I don't understand that part. But what really rubbed me the wrong way is my daughter coming home one day and she's telling me like what that teacher did that day and how she's going off on the students. And this was not directed towards my daughter. This was another one of the kids in her class. But she told me that this teacher was, you know, going in on one of the kids and was like, oh, your mom's a hoe.
What?
Oh. Said this to a middle school student.
Yes.
This is an adult, the teacher.
I don't care what age group they're teaching. That's unacceptable.
Right. And so it's not like it was directed towards my child, but I kind of feel like that's somebody who shouldn't be in that position, you know, teaching this class.
Yeah.
With teens, with young teenagers. And the other part of me doesn't know, like, I didn't go to public school. And I mean, is this how teachers are? Like, is this normal?
My teachers weren't like that.
I mean, mine weren't either.
I feel like everybody's come across or had the teacher that exactly like, what are you doing in this profession? You seem to hate kids and you're mean. And every day it's like they're angry and upset and yelling at people. And
right.
I was like,
yeah. But saying that to one of your students just doesn't.
But that crosses a level of like
right with me
of inappropriate speak.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't know, but do I just mind my business or do I like say something?
Is there an anonymous tip line?
I don't know.
That's something I'd like to call in anonymously.
Yeah, you know? If I can do that, I mean, I'd be fine doing that, but I don't want this person to lose their job because I like complained, you know, over something that wasn't even directed towards my kid.
Well, she might not lose her job, but there could be other phrases that she's using, not just that one. And she could be making a lot of other students feel uncomfortable. So maybe she just needs to.
I feel like there's.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be some sort of disciplinary action? I don't think you can say something. I don't think you can say something like that.
That seems really inappropriate.
I know.
That's crosses a major line in my eyes. Let's look up the anonymous tip line. is that a thing?
So if there is, do I say something? My daughter is even like, she's like even meaner to like the kids that, you know, speak English as a second language. I'm like, what is going on?
That's not right.
You see something, say something. I don't know. I kind of feel like you should say something.
I'm not opposed to it. I just didn't know if I should or not.
You and I and a lot of these things are like,
stay out of it person.
I'm stay out of this and
but
let that
this,
drama.
But this, like, involves my kid and other kids being around this person.
Right. Yeah.
And the thing is, okay, it might have not been your daughter this time, but.
But what's to say it's not her next time? Exactly.
Yeah.
Or any other student.
I think you should say something.
Like, oh, but only if I can do it anonymously.
No, right. No.
Right. Right.
You don't have to, but you can preface it by like, obviously I wasn't there, but this is what
I've heard.
I was told was said during the class and it seemed highly inappropriate, which it is.
Okay. I'm just making sure I wasn't tripping or like overreacting or anything.
No, not at all.
Dude, isn't that crazy? Like, maybe you should just get a different job if you hate it that much.
I mean, Jess, what do you think this teacher's saying about Selena?
Oh, like, I know.
About me.
Like, have you seen her mom?
Your mom's a...
All right, so I'm
and then
work
wait
on
till
that.
She finds out Selena complained about
I
her.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's gonna
punish my kid.
You guys are gonna have to fight in the parking lot. Can't wait.
We are gonna get to today's hottest trending coming up next. I'm gonna give you the latest on what's going on with Nancy Guthrie, who is still missing. But those details coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I was wondering if I should report or I don't know. I don't know what the right word is, a report.
Yeah.
Not like I'm reporting to the authorities or to the police or anything, but like tell my school, my daughter's school, about a teacher who I feel said something really inappropriate to one of the students. But I wasn't sure if that was like overstepping a boundary. Like, should I get involved? Should I just mind my own business? If you don't know, the teacher told a student in the class, your mom's a hoe. And these are like young teens.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. This is to Selena wondering if she should contact her daughter's school. Absolutely. This is the only way that you hold teachers accountable, and you absolutely need to do it. Again, these are like taxpayer money. Like, we're funding these people. So this teacher who we're funding with tax money is talking to children like that. Like, absolutely not. And accountability needs to happen.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
About me saying something. So I really was on the fence. I wasn't sure if I should or not.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Cynthia on our way to school. I am actually an administrator at a school, and I think when things come up like that, it is super important to let the school know, because what happens after that, an investigation is completed, and then they determine, like, what are next steps from there. So when in doubt, you need to say something and then go from there.
Okay.
When in doubt, report it out.
Thank you for that. I also want to say this obviously isn't all teachers.
Yeah.
Right.
At all. Jess, told us that you got yelled at on the phone for us even talking about this. We understand that San Francisco Unified teachers are on strike right now, and we support them 1,000%. Yeah. Teachers, you guys have the hardest job in the world.
Yep.
You guys deserve pay. You deserve benefits that actually do something for you guys. We're not arguing that, but this is just a situation that has arose at my daughter's school, and I feel like I should be able to talk about that.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of heated right now that somebody called in to like
screamed at her,
but to treat Jess that way, but also to imply that the JV show, like, we don't use our platform to always support teachers. I mean, you already mentioned it, Selena. My mom was a teacher for more than 30 years. Like, nobody understands the plight of teachers better than we do, and we have championed any school district's teachers have ever walked out or boycotted or anything. We've always supported them, done anything we can to raise a platform for them. So,
yeah,
we don't have to say that, like, first and foremost. But that doesn't mean then you get that you can't point out if something inappropriate crosses the line or something wrong or illegal happens done by a teacher. You're allowed to call that out as well. Like, there has to be a distinction there that doesn't involve somebody calling in and yelling at Jess. I can't make sense of this.
But yes, teachers, you have our full support, just so you know.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Want to give a quick update on Nancy Guthrie, who is still missing. It has officially been over a week now, and authorities still have no suspects, no persons of interest linked to her disappearance. However, there are some new revelations, I guess. There was a new note that was sent to a Tucson area news station, and they think it's from the same person that wrote that first ransom letter. Mm-hmm. At least that's what one of the hosts said, that it seemed to be from the same person. And but in this one, there was no mention of a deadline like in the first one. And if you don't know, that first deadline that the captor gave was last week. The second deadline is for later today.
Yeah.
So, and TMZ said once that deadline passes and no money is paid, that there's going to be, like, really, really bad consequences. And then in response to that, Savannah Guthrie and her siblings, they posted another video over the weekend. I think this was on Saturday, where they said, we are willing to pay.
Yep.
Reach out to us. We're willing to pay. At this point, we just want our mom back. We will do anything. I don't know if they've been reached out to directly from the captor yet, but authorities are still going crazy looking for her. I guess they're looking for her across state lines at this point now, looking for any clues. Over the weekend, they were searching her septic tank. Not for her necessarily, but for any evidence that may have been flushed down the toilet.
Oh, interesting.
So the search is still underway, but we are officially entering the second week of her being missing.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking watching that video. I saw it a short time after they posted it. And again, this one was much shorter than sort of the initial, like, plea that they had posted on Instagram hoping for her return. This one was more direct and definitely in my mind thought that they were, maybe there had been more communication with, you know, the, you know, believed captor or whatever that's writing these ransom, you know, demands, because they basically said, we've heard you, you know, we will pay. And so that led in my mind that, like, there was a lot more communication happening. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe they just got that, you know, one piece of communication to the news station, like you mentioned, and then they're just,
I think that might have been
willing to explore, you know, any avenue to get her returned.
I can't believe this is actually happening.
Right, I know. Now. The whole thing is still
very Zodiac. You know,
it's crazy. It's, like, bizarre. But also, it seemed in my mind, as they were first laying out that she was gone, that, you know, that she was missing, that, you know, she had some health ailments and was in need of medication and stuff. Like, do you think, I mean, my mind wonders, like, is she still, even if they were trying to hold her for ransom, like, is she still okay? Is she still alive? Is
I
she
know.
Like, they no, need some sort that. Of guarantee that, you know, she's okay. And if somebody went into this kidnapping or whatever with the intent of holding her for ransom, not realizing that they're not going to be able to hold her for that long if she doesn't have all her medicine and all her stuff. So that's where I wonder if this whole thing went south. And how does somebody expect to get paid? I understand they want it in Bitcoin or whatever, but how do you expect to still get paid and have, like, not just immediately get arrested? I get that they've probably thought out some plan here, but I don't think it works as easy as they think it does.
I don't know. Is there a way to track down like Bitcoin account?
Yeah. I mean, you have an anonymous Bitcoin wallet, but it would show if they ever went to take that Bitcoin and tried. Look, I'm not an expert, but as my understanding is, they ever tried to take that Bitcoin out and cash it out, you know.
Oh.
You have to then move it onto a platform, and that's all traceable. And then you would be moving it to an account that's linked to someone. The FBI would be all over that. So I don't know how you.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't really fully.
Well, right now we're just hoping for a safe return.
Expert. Yes.
That's really all that matters.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nye from San Ramon. I just want to say, go Seahawks. Woohoo! We did it. We did it. We won. Yay.
Even the Seahawks.
Someone's happy.
Yeah, but even they sound bored by that game. Like, that's your team just won the Super Bowl, and I got a yay woohoo at the end of that. Like, I mean, that's as fired up as we are. Well, I don't want to hear any more of that, though.
Hi, Selena. This is Camila from Hayward. I saw you at the NFL Experience. I saw your family. I was just shy to say hi because it looked like you guys are having fun. And I'm saying hi now, and I'm only 9, and I'm the same high as you.
Selena, you were... you were at the NFL Experience?
Yeah, me and the family went out there Saturday night.
Oh, cool.
It was really, really cool. And you should have came up and said hi to me. That way we could have seen who's actually taller because right. You're 9 years old. Come on.
I'm taking her side.
Me too, yeah. Actually. Yeah. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, if you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins a JV Show chug mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
There's nothing that turns off a woman faster than a guy that has a that smells.
Ew.
Might have smelled.
I'm so grossed out.
I thought you're supposed to kind of wipe. Never mind. Okay.
Ew. Think about, you should.
Okay. Well, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Oh, man. There are a lot of. I feel like there's a few possible good guesses right here that jumped to my mind immediately.
This is a family show.
Yes. Remember that. Keep your guesses PG, please. And when you've got your guess ready, whip out your iHeartRadio app, hit the talkback mic button, and leave your guess there. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can give you a shout out if you've gotten it correct. But if you want to win a JV Show chug mug, you got to be the first correct answer of the morning. So get your guesses in quick.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. Happy Monday. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. And first person to get it right wins today's JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
There's nothing that turns off a woman faster than a guy that has a that smells.
That's disgusting.
Like you can smell it just when you're near them or like when you get your nose right up to it and you're like.
Both. It's even worse if like you are a little far away and you're like.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I smell you from here.
This is Ryan in San Jose. My guess for today is their car. If their car smells.
Ooh, they got a stinky car.
Now, that's far and away the most popular guess this morning. Is that like a turnoff? Like things are headed in one direction. You get in the car with this guy and then he's got a smelly car. Is that deal breaker for the night?
That would maybe not deal breaker, but major turnoff.
Yeah. It depends on what it is, too, because it's like if it's a smell that it's like, oh,
it's a Wendy's hamburger that they left under the seat for 3 or 4 weeks.
That's so gross.
Good morning. This is Joanna from Manteca. I want to guess that the bleeped out word is dog. Have a great day.
They got a stinky dog.
Deal breaker?
Not a deal breaker, but
just gross.
Yeah.
Not deal breaker.
Because then I don't want to be mean and not pet your dog, but then the second I put my hand on that thing, like my hand's. Smells just like the dog now.
Oh, there's nothing worse than smelly dog ham. When it's not your dog, yeah. Especially.
Then you say you have to go to the bathroom, right? Just an excuse to, like, wash your hands.
Yes.
Yeah, but then the second you come back in the room and sit down again, the dog comes back up to you again, wants more scratches, yeah. And you're like, dude.
He has to pretend to be allergic.
I can't pet you anymore. I don't know what to do.
Hi, this is Finn from Morgan Hill, and my guess for the bleep that word is house. Thank you.
A stinky house.
Back to a guy's house and it stinks. Oh. Is that a turnoff deal breaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's more deal breakery than the other things.
Yeah. More than the car.
Because that says like more about how, like, just how you live day to day.
Yeah, I think that would kind of give you the... That doesn't give you the vibe that, like, I want to lay in these sheets.
Yeah,
I'm not expecting the bed. I'm not expecting the sheets to smell fresh and clean if the rest of the house doesn't.
That's gross.
Yeah.
All right. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, if you have a guess, leave it now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
There's nothing that turns off a woman faster than a guy that has a that smells.
Mm-hmm. That's so gross. And when that stench just hits your face.
Gross.
Yeah. All right, let's go to your talkbacks. Remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
Good morning, guys. Going to say maybe this morning's sleep dot word is mustache. Those are gross. Hate mustaches. Anyway, Kelly from San Jose, bye.
Ooh, a stinky one.
Shots fired at the mustache community right there. Ooh, Kelly in San Jose does not like your mustache. Well, particularly a stinky one.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like just in general she doesn't like them. Hey, Selena, where do you land on mustaches on men?
I don't like the really thick ones.
Okay.
Do you want like a thin little tiny wispy one?
I mean, I don't like when it's like entire, like,
you don't like the fireman
from your lip to like your nose. You know what I mean? Like, just a nice little trimmed one. You know, one that you take care of, you groom it or whatever.
Okay,
it's fine.
Interesting.
Agreed.
Hi, Selena, Graham, and Jess. My name is Aubrey, and my mom, Crystal, and my sister, Amber. My guess is stinky breath.
Stinky breath. Nobody wants that.
Did she say stinky breast or breath?
Breath.
I heard stinky breast, but either way, yeah, stinky breath. Mouth and breath are two of the most popular guesses this morning. I think that is, the stinky breath is a tough one, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. This is Susie from Vacaville. I think the bleep that word is belly button.
Ooh, ew.
What are you doing smelling their belly button? Your nose is passing by there.
I'd rather not even smell that.
Mm-mm. Oh my God, this is so gross. I don't think I've ever smelled stinky belly button.
Belly buttons have a stink, yeah.
Do they?
If you ever dig in there and find that lint or whatever that's been in there for a long time and you smell it, yeah, your belly button's kind of good. It's a little stinky.
Hi, this is Rafaela from Hayward, and I'm going to say a beard that smells.
A stinky beard. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
There's nothing that turns off a woman faster than a guy that has a beard that smells.
Yeah. Now, if you just ate, I'll give you a pass. But, like, let's say you're at a bar or something and somebody comes up to you and all you can smell is whatever is on their beard. Like,
so gross.
Well, no. Just, I guess, mouth region in general, but the beard holds a lot of that smell.
I can believe that just... Luckily for you, and you probably know better than me, but your man does not look like he has a beard, but he doesn't look like he has a beard that smells. Like, his beard looks very clean to me.
He is very good at, like, if he eats something that could possibly, like, where the smell could linger, he like washes it off, and he's very clean with it, which I like, because I don't really think I've had any instances where I'm like, what's that?
Well, imagine how big of a turnoff that would be. Like,
what happens
because our hair, like, even like our hair, it holds smell. Like, you walk by a barbecue, like, you smell like smoke for like 3 days. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine a beard, and there's a lot worse smells than barbecue smoke.
What happens if he eats a rack of ribs or something? Just does he have to bring a travel shampoo into the bathroom at the restaurant?
He's like shampooing his beard,
like, lather it up. Otherwise, there's no escaping that. It's a strong smell. All right, let's give some shout-outs, shall we?
Yep.
First, Rafaela in Hayward. What's up, Rafaela? She had the very first correct answer this morning, so she's going to get herself a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Nice work. Now, a few other people came with the correct answer this morning. We're going to shout them out as well. Kat in Dublin had it. So did our buddies Owen and Jessica and Gilroy. Melanie and San Juan Batista came with the correct answer this morning. Not as fast as Rafaela. Mary and San Bruno had it as well. Jess, any last-minute guesses coming
in? Alex and Venetia.
And Alex and Venetia.
I think that's had
it as well. The other couple noteworthy guesses this morning, some people guessed jacket. Guy with a smelly jacket.
Okay,
could see that. Smelly cologne. If a guy that you really liked, you didn't vibe with his signature smell.
Is that
a That's going to be a deal breaker?
Maybe not a deal breaker, but it's going to be, he's never wearing that one again.
Yeah.
Because if I can't even be around him.
A few people guessed refrigerator. Here's one that I thought was a great answer. Pillow. A guy with a smelly pillow.
So gross.
That would be a huge turnoff.
Yep. These are great guesses.
And a few people guessed burp. And I agree with that one.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday, guys. It's Andy without the haircut. What a halftime show. It has to be top three of all-time halftime shows. It's funny because I sent Graham a DM of a photo of the bar we were at and how packed it was right before the halftime show. And then I sent him a photo after the halftime show. A lot of people left, so I think most people were there just for the halftime show and not the Super Bowl. Together, we are America. Love it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love that message.
Thank
and
you for that talk
back. I can verify those DMs. They are drastically different before and after the halftime show. The thing that tripped me up is he sent me the first picture. It was a guy in a Niner jersey at the bar. And I was like,
what are you doing, bro?
Come on. We're not in the game.
All right, let's go to the phones. Wildity for Nine. Hi, who's this?
This is Midori and Jaden.
Midori and Jaden, how is the weekend?
It was great. Yeah, pretty good.
Good. Well, we're glad to hear that. Let's see if we can get your week started off right. Jess, what do we have on the line today?
We have two tickets for you to check out Zane.
All right. This is our Yup Nope game. Hope you guys are good at trivia because we're going to ask you four questions. Got to get three correct, and these Zane tickets are yours, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Here we go with question number one. For San Jose Sharks games, the SAP Center in San Jose is generally called what?
The shark tank.
Yeah.
Yes, there we go.
There you go.
Had me worried for a second.
Yeah, right.
Shark tank. All right, question number two. In the movie Forrest Gump, Forrest famously says that life is like a box of what?
Chocolate.
Yeah. Yes. Like a box of chocolates.
Question number three here. 72 inches is equivalent to how many yards?
2 yards.
Yep.
Cool. Wow.
Little math question to see if
Did
your
you
brain's
know that,
working.
Jess?
Yeah. 36 and 36.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
There you go.
All right. All right, you don't even need this final question. You guys have already won the game. Nice work, but we'll do question number four just for fun. Question four, who won the MVP at yesterday's Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, I don't know that. Mom
does
it.
I'm not even sure.
Any guesses?
Bunny.
I mean, yeah, I'll say yep for that one. But officially on the scorer's table. Kenneth Walker, running back for Seattle, won the MVP. First running back to win the MVP in the Super Bowl this century. It's been a long time since a running back has won.
All right. Well, you guys won the Yup Nope game.
Congratulations. Yeah, you're going to be checking out Zane September 2nd at Chase Center.
Awesome.
Ooh.
So excited. Can't wait.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. All right. Hang on for those tickets, you guys. And Graham, do we have some shout outs?
Just a couple this morning. I got a couple DMs here. You know, moms in my DMs going, says, hi, Graham. I'd like to wish my son Emilio a happy 15th birthday. I'm a JV Show listener, and I have trained him to listen to the JV Morning Show since he was 6 years old. We listen every day on our way to school. Love, Mom. Yes. Happy
That's
birthday,
some great
Emilio. Yes. And your mom is a smart lady.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hey, Graham, can you please give our son Owen, a.k.a. O-Dog, a big birthday shout out? He just turned 11. We're so proud of the kind young man he is becoming. Hi to all his friends and teachers at Glorieta Elementary. Love, Mom, Dad, Chase, and our dogs, Maggie and Rufus. Yeah. Happy birthday to O-Dog. Yeah. Woo! O-Dog. Keep in mind the one thing about O-Dog's birthday.
Yes.
Who gives a fuck?
That is a great point. I was actually going to bring that up, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wildity for Nine, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Morning, this is Lucia from San Francisco. Graham, I forgot to say thank you for the price picks. I put yours, and then it also led me to choose a couple other ones. I ended up winning $100. So it's my first time using that app. It was fun, easy. So thank you, Graham. Looking forward to baseball.
Wow. Nice job. Yes, wow. I gave out a couple of Graham's picks. I had mixed results. yesterday during the game. Glad to hear that she won some money. And it was, of course, it made that game so much more enjoyable to have Prize Picks to play along with, because the game was boring.
It was boring.
Other
it
than
was.
The fact that you're rooting for your own financial interests. That part was fun.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
All right, a lot of celebs at Levi's Stadium yesterday for... Can we say the Super Bowl now?
Yes.
That it's over?
Oh, okay.
Okay. For the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to call it the big game anymore. Travis Scott was there. Jay-Z, along with Blue Ivy, they were at the game. Travis Kelce, even though he wasn't playing, he was there hanging out. Logan Paul was in a suite. Chris Pratt, Kehlani, J Balvin, MGK, Emma Roberts, they were all there. And, I mean, the list just goes on and on. Well, guess who else was there?
Who?
Kim K.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis Hamilton hard launched their relationship at the Super Bowl
they
yesterday.
They did? I didn't see that.
Yes.
Wow.
They were there. So I think that kind of makes it official, right? They were sitting right next to each other laughing and smiling and stuff.
Yep.
There's a clip of them together, by the way, JB Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. But they're...
I'm here for this.
A couple. I am too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a... I mean, I don't really know much about him, like, personality-wise, but...
Oh, I know nothing about the guy.
Right.
Status levels and things and global stardom and whatever. And sure, visually.
Right.
Make a good looking couple.
Right. Yeah. Not mad at it. All right. Now let's talk about another couple who sparked breakup rumors over the weekend. Cardi B and Stefon Diggs.
Oh.
Which is kind of shocking considering Stefon played in the Super Bowl. Cardi was obviously there. She made a little cameo in Bad Bunny's performance. But people are saying that they unfollowed each other on social media.
What?
And I don't know if this is before the game or after the game. I want to say it was probably before, because also I believe this was on Saturday. Cardi was at an event. I think in the city somewhere. And one of the reporter people was like, hey, do you want to give any words of encouragement for Stefon?
Inspiring message for Stefon before the game. One inspiring message for him.
Good luck.
And she kind of just gave this look and just said, good luck. And she walked off.
That is not what you want to hear if that's your person. Good
luck.
So
I think they were already like on bad terms before going into the game.
Cardi B doesn't do a good job of hiding her emotions.
No, like, it was all over her face.
You pretty much know how she feels about something.
She gave this look
instantly.
Good luck and walked off.
Wow. Oh, that's not good. I saw someone comment that maybe she's just giving him the energy that he gives her when he's asked about her.
What are you talking? He was like gushing over her when they were doing these press conferences when they first got out here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did we make any predictions about them in the prediction journal?
You know what? We might
have. I don't think I saw them breaking up this soon.
No.
I don't think I did.
I think that is something we probably weighed in on the prediction journal at some
point. Okay, so we weighed in on if Cardi and him were going to get engaged. Graham, you said yes.
Okay,
well, did I say no? Yeah, you said no.
Okay, good.
That's not looking too good right now. Not to say they'll get back together.
Yeah, maybe they're not even broken up. This is
just a little fight.
This is just what everyone's saying. Just an off weekend.
Yeah, just a little fight.
Weekend. You know, yeah. By the way, we will talk more about Bad Bunny's halftime performance in the next break. 8:05. Mm-hmm. Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment. Say your goodbyes to Lindsey Vonn's Olympic downhill skiing comeback.
Oh,
on
no.
Sunday, just 13 seconds into her run, she clipped a gate, but right before a jump, took a brutal crash. She stayed down on the snow. She was screaming in pain. You could hear some of that on the TV broadcast. Eventually had to be airlifted off the course to a hospital where she had not one, but two surgeries to repair a broken leg. Vonn even skiing at all in these Winter Olympics was remarkable, very inspiring because, well, not only is she 41 years old, just days before in qualifying, she suffered a similar crash and tore her ACL. Also had to be airlifted off the course from that. So she got airlifted twice in 9 days, I think it was, something like that. And so it was remarkable that she was able to even compete in this, given that she was on a torn ACL. But then this crash, just devastating, and then broken leg. And then that's the way that her Olympic story ends. So that was.
I didn't like her competing in this at all. It just seemed too risky.
It did, but it was the ACL thing. Then you're going, uh-oh, this is not good. But, I mean, she was posting, you know, good runs and practice and stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, it was very inspiring. You hate to see somebody's career end on that note. Yeah. Like, that was tough. It'd be one thing if she was able to finish the race and, yeah, maybe she got fourth or fifth or whatever. You know, you're like, oh, you gave it your all. You were so close. You know, you're probably a split second behind the person that won. Good for you. But to see her, like, get seriously injured, that's just... That was just not a good way to see everything end. Now, speaking of things breaking, did you guys see what happened to Team USA's very first gold medal of these Olympics? Well, Breezy Johnson, she's a skier. She actually won the event that Lindsey Vonn was competing in. She took gold. And they said, and she even said that, you know, they put the gold medal around her and she was jumping up and down. She was so excited. The strap came undone. The gold medal hit the ground and it shattered into three pieces.
Did she get a new one?
She broke it. She said, I assume somebody is going to fix this. I don't know. I haven't gotten a report that's going to happen, but she broke Team USA's very first gold medal. Shouldn't it be stronger than that? It's supposed to be made out of metal, right? I mean, it's not pure gold or anything, but it should be stronger than that. But it broke It broke into a few pieces on the ground.
Oh, my God. Whoopsies. All right. Thank you, Graham. Next on the JV show, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. We also are going to go back to talking more about the game, which, let's be honest, it was kind of boring. So let's talk mostly about Bad Bunny.
Yep.
Next.
The JV show on Wild
94.9. I have a theory as to why Cardi B and Stephon Diggs broke up. I'm thinking Cardi B got all jealous when she saw that there was an actual couple getting married during the Super Bowl. And she was like, yo, this dude could have, like, made a proposal to me with the halftime show, and she was like all jealous of these random nobodies that got married, and that's why she had a Fucci face next to Karol G. Because y'all noticed they weren't even talking, they weren't even like vibing together, right? I don't know, just my theory.
Interesting, but I don't think that's it. Cardi's still married to Offset.
Oh, true.
Oh, that thing's not wrapped up yet?
That's not a done deal yet.
Okay, yeah, that sort of takes that theory.
Right. Would she like to be engaged to Stefan? I mean, maybe. I don't know. But who knows what went down. And everyone's saying that they split up.
Dang.
So.
I mean, there's a reason why they unfollowed each other. They wouldn't have just done that just...
Right. For nothing. Something happened.
He did seem a little distracted, a little grumpy during that game yesterday.
I mean, he was kind of fighting people, right?
A lot of Seattle players were taking shots at him. Yeah. One of them was an obvious penalty that wasn't called. And then another one was... Somebody threw a punch at him, I'm pretty sure, and then was not ejected from the game. Yep. Did I see that correctly?
Yeah,
I
did.
You throw a punch, you're supposed to get ejected.
Not when the game is scripted.
I guess.
Right. Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to remind y'all about the height requirement that you needed to be to perform with Bad Bunny. And I was watching and I didn't understand how you had to be a certain height because none of those people looked like they were exceptionally tall. But then I saw on Instagram all those tree people, and I was laughing so hard because I was like, oh, well, that's why you have to be tall. You have to fit in that giant tree costume.
Yeah, so maybe that was what it was for. If you missed it, you had to be between 5'7 and like 6' or something.
Oh, yeah.
To be on the field with Bad Bunny.
The tree people costumes, when the camera came back prior, you know, they were still setting up. Bad Bunny hadn't come out yet, and the camera panned across the field, and you saw a couple of the tree things move. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, there's people in those costumes. They didn't really do much though.
No.
I was really hoping that all those things were going to break out into some choreographed dance or something and all start bumping into each other, because it's got to be hard to see out of one of those.
Right. You know what's funny is there was a video that caught one of those bushes doing like 6'7", 6'7".
Oh my God.
Yeah, like a couple of them moved their arms when the camera was coming across, and I was like, wait, are they supposed to be standing perfectly still so nobody knows, or are they supposed to be
dancing? Did you guys think of just the set design?
I liked
overall.
It was really good.
It was amazing.
It was very elaborate.
Like, how many times do you think they had to practice all of the camera movement, like moving from one setup to the other? Like, that must have taken forever.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think kind of goes underappreciated.
Yeah.
Look, we saw The Weeknd try it. We didn't really like his halftime as much, but that was a lot of, that seemed more made for your viewer at home than your viewer in the stands. The camera was really doing all these tight shots following The Weeknd around. And then similar in this, I think they've done a great job of sort of bridging the two audiences, because
it should be like that. I mean, you're at the game, you can't see what's happening on that stage anyway. So at least give the millions of people at home something that they can watch.
But I feel like in years past, it was just, here, we're going to put cameras on a concert that's happening on the field. And now they've sort of done, it's a mix of live, you know, editing and pre-recorded stuff as well. And I think they did. I mean, that was pretty pretty incredible.
I think it was so powerful to see him just the way he laid out. Like, he just really transported everyone, like, to Puerto Rico and, like, the street vendors and just, like, just everything. I literally saw people on Instagram, like doing a, like, reacting to watching the halftime show, and they were in tears.
Yeah.
This is because of how moved they were by everything. And then the cameos, everyone was wondering who was going to perform with Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be Cardi. I think we all voted no.
Oh, Lady Gaga? You mean?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, I mean, like, we all knew it wasn't going to be Cardi,
right.
I didn't even think she was going to make a cameo, so it was cool to see her on
stage. It was interesting, yeah, that she did do a cameo but didn't perform. It's like, if you're out there in the thing, why not give her 30 seconds?
She's too busy to practice and do all that because she's getting ready for a tour that's about to kick off. But to see her and I was like, is that Jessica Alba?
She was the first one that I spotted. I was like, that's Jessica Alba, right? Dancing around right there. And I missed some of the other ones because I was too busy looking at her like, is that Jessica Alba? Am I seeing this right?
Yeah. Pedro Pascal was there on the stage. Ricky Martin, I thought that was really cool. At first, I was a little confused too. I was like, is that Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
That's the entire household that I was at. Everyone's like, is that Ricky Martin? I think it's Ricky Martin. I'm not sure. Is that Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen Ricky Martin.
How old is he? He looks so good.
He does.
He looked really good. When's the last time you had seen Ricky Martin prior to this? It'd been a while for me. That's why I was like,
it's been some years.
He's 54.
I'm pretty sure that's 54. Ricky Martin, but I'm not certain. Yeah.
He looked good. And then Lady Gaga, obviously. Quick talk back about Gaga.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Andy Luna. Lady Gaga in the Super Bowl? What was that? Does anybody else agree? Like, what a mismatch. Like, she sings a song that she's supposed to be singing with Bruno Mars, right? But, you know, she had Karol G up there. She had Cardi B up there, you know, in the little crowd dancing by the house. You know, you would think, Lady Gaga? Lady Gaga? Nah, I'm sorry, guys. I love her, but nah.
What?
I wasn't expecting it.
I definitely was not expecting it. That was a total
it.
Out. I think her I and Ricky Martin were both totally out of left field for me. Like, I've definitely, I thought, I probably named 20 other artists or, you know.
Right, we went over some names on Friday.
Yeah. Right.
We did not mention Gaga and
Ricky
Martin.
The betting odds on Ricky Martin being there? Some of those are long. Our listener, Mike, is actually in my DMs on Friday morning when we were discussing. He's like, is Ricky Martin on that betting list anywhere? I think he's coming out. And so somebody did. He called it. And he slid back into my DMs yesterday. He's like, I knew it. I'm like, wow, that was actually a pretty good call. What do you think about what Andy Luna's saying there? Lady Gaga's performing a song that she has with Bruno Mars. Did you think that seemed out of place? I can sort of agree with that.
I don't really think that mattered. It was still one of the biggest records of last year. And I did look up, I was like, why Gaga? And apparently Bad Bunny and Gaga have been like fangirling over each other for years. And I mean, more recently at the Grammys, Gaga was saying really amazing things about him. She was actually crying when he won his Grammy. So there's just like a friendship
there.
Yeah, that they have.
And I think it would have been maybe more out of place had she sung the song how it is regularly. But I think because she put a twist to it to fit the vibe of, like, you know,
right,
a little bit more Latin flavor.
The look, the dancing.
I think it worked.
It was on point.
Okay, what if she had sung the hook on one of his songs, though? Like, that's more like what I would have liked to see. Because it did, for me, like, I understand what Andy Luna was saying. It, like, almost did, like, I thought it was awesome because it was so surprising. And here is, like, here's another, you're bringing in another megastar, right? Which I think was great for the audience because people remember those big moments for halftime shows. Oh, remember when so-and-so came out? I just would have liked to. I think she should have sung one of his songs along with him because it did seem like, wait, we're taking kind of a hard pivot here to a different song. I get that.
A little bit.
They
I
gave
can
it
see that.
A total different like, style and sound, but I think she should have sung something on his.
The couple that got married there on stage.
Oh my God.
And that was a real wedding, correct?
Yeah. Yes. So that was a real wedding. They really got married there on stage at the Super Bowl halftime show. Apparently, this couple. Huge Bad Bunny fans, and they had invited him to their wedding. And Bad Bunny was like, how about you just come here and get married on stage with me at halftime? How that worked out. Isn't that crazy?
That's the coolest thing ever. I was saying that during the halftime show to my wife. I'm like, that has to be a real wedding, right? Because otherwise, like, why? I know that they're probably actually doing it. Super cool to see that that's true.
That was really cool. And then when Bad Bunny gave the Grammy to the little boy.
I know.
I think a lot of people like lost it at that moment because it was such a touching moment. A lot of people took that as a symbolic way to talk about 5-year-old Liam Ramos, right, who was detained by ICE. I don't know if that symbolism was intended there, but a lot of people thought that could actually have been him.
That's what a lot of people immediately, mm-hmm,
right,
immediately following the show were posting that that was him. It was not.
That was not him. No, it was just a child actor. I think it was meant to symbolize Bad Bunny as a young boy.
Right, and believe, I think because a lot of his message was believing in yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that was sort of a nod to, yeah, him being little and like, look,
you're watching the Grammys.
Here's the Grammys. Right. You're going to be performing at the Super Bowl, like, believe, you know, follow your dreams sort of symbolism.
Right. There.
Very cool. I love the end when they brought out all the different flags,
mm-hmm,
and just sort of the unifying message at the end. I thought that was like really, really powerful. I love that part. Yeah.
The billboard that read, "The only thing more powerful than hate is love."
Yeah.
And the fact that all the vendors are actual, like, they're actual businesses that, like, one's in L.A., one's in, like...
There's someone in New York that was there. It was really, really cool to see.
Yeah.
What did you think of the halftime show? You can leave us a talk back on the iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Lady Gaga was a shock, but I love to see it bringing two different worlds together. But what was even more shocking to me was seeing Alex Earl. She was in La Casita to the right side. She's the one who does the Call Her Daddy podcast. I was like, what is she doing there?
Okay. I don't think she's the one that does that podcast.
No. That's Alex Cooper.
Yes. Right.
Alex Earl, huge influencer.
Alex Earl may have been on her podcast before.
Probably. But even, yeah, her, and I didn't even realize that she was there.
Who's Alex Earl again?
She's an influencer. She was recently seen with Tom Brady.
Oh, that's right.
What was she doing there on stage?
That's a good question.
I don't understand that one.
That was an interesting mix.
She's everywhere.
Celeb cameos.
You think Tom Brady pulled some strings? Like, I can get you in the halftime show.
Maybe.
I mean, Tom Brady could pull that string.
That would be crazy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Going back to yesterday's game and performances.
This is a talk back in regards to Lady Gaga being a part of the halftime show with Bad Bunny. So I thought it was random at first too, but then when I was kind of looking at the scene of where she was singing, it was the reception of the wedding. So they like panned over to do the cutting of the cake. And so I thought maybe she was like the entertainment for the wedding, or like doing the first dance for that couple. Yeah. Anywho, that was just my thoughts.
Okay.
Wait, that's so cool.
That's definitely what it seemed like. Yeah. Each detail in that thing, start to finish, was very well thought out, choreographed, and planned. They did a great job.
Oh, okay. Well, looking at it like that makes a lot more sense, and that's really cute.
Yeah.
What's up, JV Show? Chris from San Leandro here. Hey, I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on how you thought Charlie Puth did for the national anthem. I thought it was really well played. And man, the over under in 2 minutes was a perfect line for that, huh, Greg? But yeah, just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Okay, I completely missed Charlie Puth's performance.
You did?
Yeah. What? So how was it?
I kind of zoned out.
Okay, Charlie Puth, let me just preface it by saying this. He's a very good live singer. He's a great live performer. He's he's like very, very talented. I always thought it was like a little of an odd choice or whatever to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. I don't know why. It just seemed like kind of like, oh, okay. I think his performance was good. It just, the style wasn't for me. Mm. Let's put it that way. I don't know. Like, him on the keyboard and the stuff, like, again, he's, like, got a great voice. It was executed perfectly. He didn't screw up anywhere, like a lot of people do. It was just, like, it was a very safe and well-thought-out choice. I don't know. I'm still shook by the Chris Stapleton one from a couple years ago. I was like, that's the best rendition I've ever heard, ever. And so it was almost like...
A little too mellow.
Yeah, it was kind of elevator cocktail party vibes. Like,
wow,
you know,
that's
sort
not
of
a
like,
compliment.
No, he was good.
It was
he
just,
was really good.
But it was just regular. No standout, no...
I just, like, wanted something different.
That brings you to like chills and
it didn't give me the like, or I'm gonna fog up over, you know, pride in our country or something. I don't know. It's hard to have pride in our country lately. But, so maybe that was a part of it. I don't know. He did a fine job. Let's put that
really quick, we made final score predictions on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
How did we do, Jess? I don't ever remember what I said.
Not very good at all. Selena, you said 21-17 Patriots. I said 24-20 Patriots.
This is before we realized that the Patriots have no offense.
I thought they were going to play. I thought they were going to actually play.
And jeez. Graham, you said 23-17 Patriots. So Chidi was the closest, I guess. Because she actually said Seahawks.
Yeah.
She said 23-10.
Well, at least at least my hamster was right. We had our pets also make a prediction yesterday. My hamster Jellybean did predict Seahawks.
And my dog Hambone also predicted Seahawks.
Oh,
just your cat?
Yeah, she did not. She got it wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we were nowhere near. I mean, I had a feeling the Seahawks were going to win that game. My score prediction, more wishful thinking, also because this big survivor pool that I was in, had the Patriots won, I would have won $1,800 instead.
Whoa. That would have been nice.
I won 202.
Okay, well, hey, I mean, that's still something.
It cost me $250 to be in the pool.
Oh, never mind.
It's a net negative.
Oh, awkward.
Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Yeah, the halftime show was amazing. Jess, do you feel like canceling your wedding plans after watching this couple get married and then Lady Gaga being, you know, the reception singer or whatnot? I mean, I would just throw in the towel. Like, it ain't gonna get better than that. Yeah. How's the wedding planning going, by the way? All right, Shaw. Happy Monday. Enjoy your week.
That's a good question, yeah. Jess, because we saw one of the most incredible wedding ceremonies of all time at the halftime show during the Super Bowl. That's legendary. What do you got planned?
Oh, it really doesn't get better than that. You know what's funny is, like, me and my fiance, Ruben, the other day we were like, how much do you think it would cost to have, like, Elvis Crespo perform at our wedding? Oh, yeah. That would be...
Did you actually look into it?
Yeah, we did.
How much?
It was, like, way up there. Like, I think it said anywhere from, like, $80,000 to $150,000 or something. Ooh. So I was
that's
like,
that's probably low. There's...
I guess we'll just play his music there.
Yeah. I know a DJ. We get Magic Matt.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I just heard Graham say he would have won $1,800. Well, yesterday I put in a $20 bet and I chose 8 fantasy picks, the higher or lower ones. And I got 7 out of 8 correct. The incorrect one I got is the one that my husband told me to change. And ooh, if I had not listened to him, I would have got a $2,400 payout.
Whoa.
So it's okay. Happy Monday. Bye.
I need to step up my betting game. I didn't do anything.
At
no
all?
Pools, nothing.
That, like, hurts my soul right there. She would have won $2,400 had she not listened to her husband who told her to change one of the picks. No, go with your gut. Do what you think is right.
But at least I would have been so mad.
You get to hold that over his head from now till all eternity. So
right. That's
worth something.
So Jess and I were both out and about over the weekend. I went back to the NFL experience in the city at Moscone Center.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, traffic in the city was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Everything, the food, which I'm sure if you can just assume overpriced once you get there.
Right.
We paid, we already got our food and everything. My husband and me go back to get him like a little bottle of like iced tea, $9.
Ouch.
He finished it in like 3 drinks. I'm like, perfect. The other thing I thought was really interesting, as we were walking, we see just this mob of people, like, running.
Really?
And they're chasing after this streamer who was there.
No
and we
way!
Think, I don't know any of the streamers. I mean, we saw him walk by, and he's got his boy with a camera. Another one's holding a light over him as he's, like, walking, you know, here and there. My husband said that it looked like the streamer named Rakai.
Oh, he's huge.
He's apparently a really big streamer. There was like hundreds of kids running after this guy. And they had like NFL players, athletes doing like autographs and stuff. And like the crowd there wasn't even that big.
Jerry Rice is like, have you guys ever heard of me?
Yeah, I know.
No way. Yeah, that's crazy.
We think it was him. I'm not really sure. That's what my husband said because he was more like in tune with, you know, the streamers and stuff like that. But it was crazy. Like every teenager that was in the building was chasing after this kid.
Wow.
Whoa. It was crazy. Like these are the new celebrities.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel a sense of relief that all the Super Bowl festivities are coming to a close here and things will go back to normal? It was a lot.
Little bit.
There was a lot
stressful.
Of cool stuff and concerts and events and stuff. And obviously the game at Levi's yesterday. And like, it's just, I feel like I'm ready to go back to normal.
Agreed. Yeah. It was like, okay, what time do we need to be there? And what time do we have to leave because of traffic? But if we're going to drink, we need an Uber there. But it was just like, it was insane.
A lot.
It was insane.
And then you were out as well, Jess.
Yeah, so I went to a couple different things this weekend, but my favorite one was the Taste of the NFL. So that's like put together by Gen Youth. You guys, this was such a cool event. So they had food to taste from restaurants from like all over the Bay Area. We tried pig ear.
Oh.
Stop.
Yeah.
Given those to my dog before.
Stop. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so it was a restaurant here in the city. Hopefully I don't butcher their name, but it's like Abaca. And I think it's like traditional, like Filipino culture. But
how was the pig ear?
It actually was really good. I like the way that they cooked it up. I was like, I would never know that I'm eating pig ear, but
they give you like the whole ear, or was it like cut up?
It was cut up.
Okay.
So you couldn't even tell that you were eating ear.
All right.
But that was delicious. They had so many
food
stations.
I don't do well with knowing what parts of the animals is the animal.
Yeah, sometimes I'd rather just not know.
Yeah, thank you. Just really? Put it in front of me. I'll try it. Just don't tell me what it is.
This is pork. Like, oh, perfect.
Yeah, just say that. Yeah. Just say that. But it was super cool. All for a good cause. They had some NFL players there that you could get autographs from and take pictures with. Dwight Howard was there, too, like just walking
random.
Around. Doing tasting.
That's cool.
I play basketball.
Right.
Here I am.
It was funny because there were a lot of people like kind of trying to follow him around to take pictures with him. And
He ignored all of them.
It was hard to because he was like kind of holding on to his wife like right in front of him like as he went along with the tasting.
He's
so
using
it's like
her as a human shield.
Right. Even though she's like tiny, but it's like people were trying to get pictures and she's just kind of in the picture as well. But like it was
That's funny.
Can I ask this about, you know, as again, all these festivities come to a close. Can we talk about the San Fran?
Sure.
Every commentator, every artist that performed on stage dropped just a litany of San Frans. All I heard the entire weekend through the broadcast, the thing, the sports commentators, the everybody is out here on Radio Row and all this stuff, the San Frans. It was just an avalanche of San Fran. Everything, San Fran this, San Fran that. I went to that Noah Kahan show on Thursday night at the Warfield. San Fran. What's up, San Fran? Everything was San Fran.
Well, I mean, at least the show was in San Fran. You know, what about in Santa Clara when they're saying that?
I get it, but we've discussed before, is it cool or not to, you know, and we've kind of cringed over the years
it's
at people saying
cringe.
San Fran, but I don't, at this point, do we just accept it as part of, like, it's an acceptable nickname for the city, because that's all I heard.
I've accepted it just as a way to know who's from here and who's not.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's it. That's just how you know.
I don't know. It just like part of me was just like, this is too much. I can't take it. But then it just, I don't know. Like even I started getting used to it and it was just like expected in it, every interview I heard or clips from a concert I saw or whatever. It just San Fran.
But you're not like caving like you're going to start saying it.
No, I still won't say it.
See,
but
I mean,
I've gotten over my cringe to it and just like, whatever.
It's so cringe.
I can't fight this fight. It was
cringe.
Just too like, much. It turns out the rest of the entire country calls it San Fran. We're just the only ones that don't.
Yeah.
But that should say a lot. That's how you should know that they should stop saying it. But whatever. I've accepted it that it's just this widely used term. But for me, it's more to know like, okay, well, you're not from here.
Yeah.
Because if you were, you wouldn't be saying that. Even me just saying San Fran just sounds, it feels weird. It feels wrong.
The other little thing that just bugged me really quick, I know we're out of time here, was just the general reaction to San Francisco as a city, because so many of the events were, you know, near the Tenderloin or adjacent or whatever. And it was just like, I'm almost upset that they hosted a lot of the things, like put them, I wish they had put more things in other parts of the city. I know they did NFL honors at Palace of Fine Arts and some other areas,
right.
But it was just like, it pains me to hear these national talk show hosts and stuff talk bad about the city, like, oh, I've never seen anything like that. Oh my God, the homeless and the drugs and the thing. You know, I was like, yeah, you're examining the city from one
like
area.
One block,
you clearly left your hotel and went to Radio Row or whatever you did. You didn't go far. You know, it's like, don't say that that's how the entire city is. That bugged me a bit. But I mean, I guess I understand that if you only stayed in just one section of the city, then that's what you saw. But it kind of.
Yeah, that would irk me,
from
too.
From a San Francisco tourism perspective and just the way that people perceive our city across the country.
Right.
I thought that was like a little bit of a swing and a miss on
At least the city looked beautiful on the broadcast yesterday.
It
they
did.
Weren't showing, you know, clips of Santa Clara. They were showing Bay Bridge and, you know, the skyline here.
They always do. And by all accounts, everybody that went to all the various events and concerts, thing, like everyone had such a great time. And so that everybody I talked to's takeaway of the city from that stuff was like, oh, my God, so much fun.
Yeah.
But then to hear like some of the sports commentary talking heads like, shut up.
All right, let's get to today's hottest trending. Coming up next, couple celebrities had some not so great things to say about Bad Bunny. I do want to get to that. Plus, an update on Lil Jon's son, who was missing last week.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Really quick, couple of celebrities who posted some things about the halftime show yesterday, and I don't like to give any attention to any negativity, but I just feel like these two celebrities, so easy to dunk on them. So let's just do it really quick.
Please.
Did you see what Chris Brown posted on his Instagram story?
No.
He posted, "I think it's safe to say they need me." And people think that was in reference to the halftime show. Chris, we actually don't need you.
No,
I think
we don't.
Bad Bunny nailed it.
Exit the chat.
We're just fine without you there. Did you see what Jake Paul posted?
Oh, God.
Nope.
No.
Jake Paul posted, "Purposely turning off the halftime show. Let's rally together and show big corporations they can't just do whatever they want without consequences. Realize you have power. Turn off this halftime. A fake American citizen performing who publicly hates America. I cannot support that."
Boy, bye.
When did Bad Bunny say he hates America? I don't believe that's ever. I think it's the opposite. He was promoting unity.
Yeah, that was
at
not
the halftime show yesterday.
Not the message that should have been taken away from yesterday.
Not at all. And people pointing out, Jake Paul, you're the one that lives in Puerto Rico now. So kind of ironic now.
The disrespect.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It makes zero sense.
That makes
so
sense.
You exit the chat.
Yes.
You're done.
Yeah.
I got an update on Lil Jon's son. He has passed away. I told you last week, his son Nathan Smith, only 27 years old. He was reported missing in Georgia. The missing persons report said that he had left his home barefoot, might be in distress or confused. Well, on Friday, authorities were continuing their search for him, and they ended up finding him in a pond near the family's home. Police said there was no indication of foul play, and his cause and manner of death are currently undetermined. But Lil Jon did post that his son was found. So.
Super sad.
Very sad ending.
Can we go back really quick to the halftime show and then the alternate halftime show? I don't even want to give that any voice on these airwaves, but I don't know if you guys have seen any clips from that.
I haven't.
Spectacle. So bad.
I kind of like refuse to.
Yeah.
I mean, old man, washed up Kid Rock dancing around in jorts and like his.
He wore jorts.
The track that he was singing to was not synced up with his mic. So it looked like he was either forgetting the words or just totally off cue from that. I've seen a few clips like that where it's just like he's lip syncing off to the track.
I mean, you're not going to get a better quality show than what the NFL is putting on with Apple and
that whole
and
thing.
Bad Bunny.
That whole thing.
Wow.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And
all right.
Them exit the chat.
Yes, please. All right, really quick, just another reminder, support our local teachers of the San Francisco Unified School District. A class is canceled today for nearly 50,000 students here in the city. This is the teachers' first time going on strike in 47 years. So hopefully the strike does not go on very long. The last strike that took place, I believe, in 1979, do the math on the 47 years ago, whatever it was, lasted for 7 weeks. I don't think they made some good progress in talks over the weekend, so hopefully they get everything straightened out soon.
Yes.
All right, the one thing that we have not yet talked about from yesterday's Super Bowl, the streaker.
Oh, yeah!
We did have a streaker during the fourth quarter. Of course, they never show this on the TV broadcast, and you can always tell there's a streaker on the field even before they mention it, because you're like, why aren't they cutting back to like the wide shot of the field? They're just staying focused on two players standing there, you know, and you're like, why do I care why these two players are standing there? Oh, somebody is out running on the field. This man ran out shirtless during the fourth quarter. He had the words, "Trade with Athena," written on his back and I think his chest, some sort of cryptocurrency trading company. So clearly it was just for promotion. He did have more yards, I think, than the Patriots did for most of the game, because he made down most of the field and the Patriots just punted the ball every time they got it. It was terrible. Now, I read initially, before I saw any video of it, that Patriots wide receiver Kyle Williams tackled the guy. And I was like, yeah, nice. Usually it's the security guards running around, slipping and falling, and eventually
security
one of them tackles them. And I'm thinking, oh, man, a player like in full pads and helmet laid a hit on him? That's not what happened. He caught up to him, and the guy kind of took a slide and gave up, and then security pounced on him. I was hoping for a full-blown hit from a player, really knocked this guy on his ass. That's not what happened, unfortunately.
I mean, I can't imagine anything scarier than turning to your right and there's an NFL player about to take you down.
Like, someone who's way, way, way faster than you, and a lot faster than the security guards, but they swarmed on top of him. Now the speculation grows as to whether or not, because there's a lot of these sites called, you know, Polymarket and some other ones where you could essentially, they don't call it betting, they call it prediction, you know, like futures or whatever, about whether or not somebody would run onto the field. You know, there would be a streaker. And so did this person basically empty their life savings into that and then cash out on their own, you know, on their own participation?
Yeah, that's kind of smart.
Kind of smart, unless they figure out that it was you that made that wager, then I don't think it counts. I think
there's rules against that. But
there are in normal betting, and if it's just with your local bookie, he takes you out in the desert and breaks your legs.
Or if he had someone else do it for him.
Right. But if they find any connection there, then it might null that thing because you're influencing the thing. But anyways, there was a streaker during the fourth quarter. He made it pretty far.
I hate that they don't show it. I get why you don't want to give any attention to somebody that does that. But like me at home, I want to see it. I want to see what's going on. And everyone's talking about it. Show me.
And then also in today's world, everybody is going to see the video
online. We're
going to
see it anyways.
Everyone's going to see it anyways. At this point, it's almost like show it, get it over with.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is John from South City. I don't know what was more cringe, listening to people say San Fran all weekend or listening to Uncle Graham there complain for 2 minutes. Somebody bring him back into the house with his wheelchair, please. Love you guys.
I don't think that was very cringe, you complaining, Graham. I'm actually with you.
I guess that could have been taken as a rant. I didn't think that was the official rant and complaint. I was more posing the question, are we just accepting it now? Because it was a holy tidal wave of San Frans over the past week. And I'm wondering if it's just, we just got to accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
Thank you for the talk back. John, what did he say his name was?
Get back on your wheelchair, Graham.
Yeah, who gives a fart?
Hi, JV Show. This is Emily from Livermore. Commenting on the Super Bowl halftime show yesterday. It was a vibe, and I'm sorry, if you speak Spanish, don't speak Spanish, and you watched that show yesterday and at least like feel like you want to dance, learn the language, all of that, and you didn't feel that, you're crazy. It was so much fun. Now I want to go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I mean, I don't speak Spanish fluently or like barely at all, and I really, really enjoyed the halftime. It's just a beautiful thing to learn about somebody else's culture and to see, like, I don't understand how people can hate on that.
Do you think they should have auto subtitled it for the people that are like, I can't understand it? I can't enjoy this because I can't understand what he's saying.
Do those people not know your TV has captions? Just turn them on.
They're not smart enough to do that.
Just enjoy the vibe, enjoy the beats.
Right.
Like, it was visually, it was so cool too.
Yeah.
God, I don't get it. All right, well, let's talk about something a little lighter.
Old people complaining.
I know. Let's all get back in our wheelchairs.
With me, apparently.
Go to JV Morning Show on our Instagram. We have our photos from home every weekend, or every Monday we bring a photo from our weekend. I told you guys earlier how I went to the NFL Experience in San Fran.
Yep.
With my family.
Right.
They had a lot of really cool, like, just exhibits and things that you can take pictures of. This is, like, when you walk in to like that little side street right there where Moscone Center is at, just, you know, a helmet from every single team. So we stopped really quick to take a picture. They had a lot, you know, visually cooler things inside, but I couldn't get pictures of everything. But
why weren't you representing your team?
I actually do. My jacket actually is a Niners jacket, but you just can't see the logo.
And did you got the whole a great picture of the whole family and the kids have fun? They enjoy the experience as well? Or they were like, what the hell are we doing?
They wanted
here?
To leave. They hated every part of it. But. But we, the older ones, we liked it.
Got it.
It was kind of interesting. Like,
they look super happy in this picture, so.
Well, yeah, they're faking it.
Yeah.
Like you go inside and you go to all the exhibits, like the line to take pictures with like anything Raiders or Niners was so long.
Yeah.
So we didn't really get like a lot of pictures like that. But like, thankfully, my oldest daughter randomly is a Cowboys fan, so that worked out for us. And
a parent.
And then my husband, you know, he's more of a Falcons. So,
so
that worked out for us. So.
That is a house divided.
We're kind of all over the place.
Jeez.
Okay.
All right. My picture, not totally from the weekend, but I looked at my camera and this is the only picture I had from weekend adjacent. This is from Thursday night. My wife Kate and I went to see Noah Kahan at the Warfield. It's such a cool, cool concert. This was us on our way into the show. And I don't think my gummy had fully set in yet at this point. I had a pretty good.
How cute.
Was going, that was us. So sorry it's not a photo from the weekend, but I didn't
we'll
really
give it a pass.
Take any pictures. It, it was from Thursday.
It still counts. And then my photo, I went out in San Jose. So after I had done the Taste of the NFL, which my feet were already hurting because I had worn heels to that event. So I was wearing heels already
crazy?
Like 4 hours.
Oh my God. I would not have survived.
To go from that to us being like, okay, now we're going to go from San Francisco all the way to San Jose because we're going to party for the rest of the night. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to join the young crowd now and I'm going to wear sneakers. So I wore sneakers to the bar.
Wow.
I was that person. I felt so like young and hip.
I feel like we said that we would never do that.
I know. But it had to be done. I guess I'm on board now. Whatever.
I mean, a lot comfier.
A lot comfier.
My
lot
wife
comfier.
Noticed the same thing. We were out Thursday night, and we went out to dinner before the concert and stuff, and there were so many people out everywhere. She's like, I guess all the women just wear tennis shoes now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
For everything.
It is crazy. Had I not been in heels earlier that day, I probably would have still worn them and just sucked it up. But I just was not trying to do that to myself. So.
I thought in your picture you were wearing a tiara of some kind.
Oh, no,
until
it's
I zoomed in and it's it's a Giants.
Yeah,
it was a Giants
New
hat.
York
we,
Giants hat. Yeah. But the lettering from far out looks like you're wearing some sort of crown. Some sort
that.
Of crown or something. I was like, I thought you were at some themed thing. I was trying to figure out what the heck you were doing.
That was okay. Cool, though. And I had never been to this place. It's Mas Loco Cantina, I believe, in San Jose. Such a fun vibe to dance to all night. I loved it.
Wait,
I don't know if
fun.
It's new. I don't know if it's new or not.
All right, if you guys want to check out our photos from home, they are all there. JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.